you will hear an interview about Dato' Azizul Hasni Awang. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the interview twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part four. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good morning, Dato' Azizul Hasni Awang, our Mr. Pocket Rocket Man. Thank you for joining us today for this interview. To start with, could you tell us a bit about yourself and your background in the sport of cycling?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I'm Azizul Hasni Awang, a professional track cyclist from Malaysia. I was born on January 5, 1988 in Dangun, Terengganu. I've been passionate about cycling from a young age, and my journey in the sport has been a remarkable one.
That sounds fascinating. Can you share some of the highlights of your career and any significant achievements that stand out to you?
Over the years, I've had the honor of representing Malaysia in numerous international competitions. One of the most significant moments in my career was winning a bronze medal in the Keirin event at the 2016 Rio Olympics, and then a silver medal at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. In addition, I won the gold medal in 2017 UCI Track Cycling World Championships and another silver at the 2010 World Championships in the Keirin category. It was a proud moment for my country and me.
Congratulations on your Olympic success and other accomplishments. As a professional cyclist, what challenges have you faced during your career, and how have you overcome them?
Like any athlete, I faced several challenges throughout my career. Injuries and setbacks are part of the journey, but I've always tried to stay positive and focused on my goals. The support from my family, coaches and team has been crucial in helping me overcome these obstacles and get back on track.
It's great to hear that you had a strong support system. Speaking of support, what role has your family played in your cycling career?
My family has been my pillar of strength. They have supported me wholeheartedly from the beginning, both emotionally and financially. Their belief in my abilities has motivated me to push harder and achieve my dreams. I can't thank them enough for their unwavering support. To be honest, the first few months after my open heart surgery, I was extremely down, but I am lucky to have my wife and my team, who gave me great support.
That's heartwarming to hear. Moving forward, what are your future goals and aspirations in the world of cycling?
My ultimate goal is to continue representing Malaysia at the highest level of international competition and compete in future Olympics. My dream is to win the first gold for my country. We have never had anyone win a gold medal so far at the Olympic level. So my job is to keep training and pushing myself beyond the limits. I also want to inspire the next generation of cyclists in my country and around the world. Giving back to the sport that has given me so much is essential to me.
Your dedication to the sport and inspiring others is commendable. Finally, what advice would you give to young athletes aspiring to pursue a career in cycling?
My advice to young athletes is to believe in yourself and never give up on your dreams. Pursuing a career in sports requires hard work, perseverance and sacrifices, but the journey is incredibly rewarding. Surround yourself with a supportive team and always stay focused on your goals, no matter the challenges you may face.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights and experiences with us, Mr. Azizul Hasni Awang. We wish you the best of luck in all your future endeavors, both on and off the track.
Thank you for the opportunity given, and I appreciate the well wishes. It's been a pleasure to be part of this interview. I hope my journey can inspire others to pursue their passions fearlessly.
Now, listen again.
Good morning, Dato Azizul Hasni Awang, our Mr. Pocket Rocket Man. Thank you for joining us today for this interview. To start with, could you tell us a bit about yourself and your background in the sport of cycling?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I'm Azizul Hasni Awang, a professional track cyclist from Malaysia. I was born on January 5, 1988 in Dangun, Terengganu. I've been passionate about cycling from a young age, and my journey in the sport has been a remarkable one.
That sounds fascinating. Can you share some of the highlights of your career and any significant achievements that stand out to you?
Over the years, I've had the honor of representing Malaysia in numerous international competitions. One of the most significant moments in my career was winning a bronze medal in the Keirin event at the 2016 Rio Olympics and then a silver medal at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. In addition, I won the gold medal in 2017 UCI Track Cycling World Championships and another silver at the 2010 World Championships in the Keirin category. It was a proud moment for my country and me.
Congratulations on your Olympic success and other accomplishments. As a professional cyclist, what challenges have you faced during your career, and how have you overcome them?
Like any athlete, I faced several challenges throughout my career. Injuries and setbacks are part of the journey, but I've always tried to stay positive and focused on my goals. The support from my family, coaches, and team has been crucial in helping me overcome these obstacles and get back on track.
It's great to hear that you had a strong support system. Speaking of support, what role has your family played in your cycling career?
My family has been my pillar of strength. They have supported me wholeheartedly from the beginning, both emotionally and financially. Their belief in my abilities has motivated me to push harder and achieve my dreams. I can't thank them enough for their unwavering support. To be honest, the first few months after my open heart surgery, I was extremely down, but I am lucky to have my wife and my team, who gave me great support.
That's heartwarming to hear. Moving forward, what are your future goals and aspirations in the world of cycling?
My ultimate goal is to continue representing Malaysia at the highest level of international competition and compete in future Olympics. My dream is to win the first gold for my country. We have never had anyone win a gold medal so far at the Olympic level. So my job is to keep training and pushing myself beyond the limits. I also want to inspire the next generation of cyclists in my country and around the world. Giving back to the sport that has given me so much is essential to me.
Your dedication to the sport and inspiring others is commendable. Finally, what advice would you give to young athletes aspiring to pursue a career in cycling?
My advice to young athletes is to believe in yourself and never give up on your dreams. Pursuing a career in sports requires hard work, perseverance, and sacrifices, but the journey is incredibly rewarding. Surround yourself with a supportive team and always stay focused on your goals, no matter the challenges you may face.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights and experiences with us, Mr. Azizul Hasni Awang. We wish you the best of luck in all your future endeavors, both on and off the track.
Thank you for the opportunity given, and I appreciate the well wishes. It's been a pleasure to be part of this interview. I hope my journey can inspire others to pursue their passions fearlessly.
That is the end of part 4.